welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? Or more importantly, and I dropped this on the last one, like, how should you write this one, right? This is where an episode where climbers send in their song titles. You can send them as many as you want. Just please don't send me duplicates. Don't keep sending me your new title attached to a list of old titles, because it just clogs everything up. Okay, send them to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put STC or song title challenge in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then when it's time for us to invite a guest on and do this, I go through, I pick a song title that I think could be interesting. I spring it to Brent and our esteemed guest live on the podcast here, live to tape, as we would say back in the day. And then we cook up four or five, maybe six different conceptual angles on how you could write the lyric. And this is an exercise, a fun creative exercise, not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. What we're doing is showing you, like, really how to dig down, because sometimes that first idea, oftentimes that first idea, the easiest low-hanging fruit, is not the best one. And there's another way to spin it that just makes it really special, really unique, that gives it that hook, that jaw drop moment where people are like, oh my gosh. And Brent, you've been using this, and we've had a few guests on too, a few like songwriter guests who are just like, when we bring up the idea of like reviving new energy and new life into your old titles in your hook book, where if you go do this little thing for 15 minutes, all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is why I wrote this down 12 years ago.
I know. It's been so much fun to take titles that are 10 years old and breathe new life into them. And in some cases, we've gotten them cut.
Yeah.
So like old titles that normally would be totally forgotten about, dig them up and it's like, they're not dead. They just need a little CPR.
Yeah.
Or a little STC.
A little STC, yeah. There you go. A little TLC, STC, you know how it is.
Right.
So, so that's it. So it's not a co-write. You can use all of what we say. You can use none of what we say, but we do demand an invite to the number one party.
That's right.
And I will say that an invite is probably all you're going to get out of our guest here. Brent, I'm going to let you introduce her, but we have a current number one writer on the show right now who, when you send your invite, may not be able to make it because she's going to be conflicted with other number one party invites that she has.
That's right. Today's guest was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Kansas, which is just down the road from where I currently sit. And man, been in the business a while. I've been blessed to write songs with her. She wrote Tim McGraw's song Two Lanes of Freedom, which was the namesake of his 2013 summer tour. She also penned Mickey Guyton's debut single, Better Than You Left Me, which is one of Billboard's 10 best country songs of 2015. Other artists who record our guest songs include Rascal Flatts, Eli Young Band, Billy Ray Cyrus, Pam Tillis, Lone Star, Gloriana, Janet Kramer, Francesca Battistelli, Natalie Hemby, Lucy Hale, Jamie Lynn Spears at Restless Heart. She is set on, she sits on the board of NSAI, National Songwriters Association International, which I'm a big fan of. So she fights the good fight for the songwriters. Every climber listening here, she's fighting for you, which is awesome. She's also apparently on a committee for the MLC, the Mechanical Licensing Collective, which we should probably just talk about that for an hour. And most recently, at the time of this recording, she is a co-writer on the number one Tim McGraw single, 7500 OBO, and so proud of her. That all happened since the last time she was on The Climb.
That's right.
Which was episode 149 we did an interview, which, wow, sounds like a long time ago now, but it didn't feel that long. Jen Schott, welcome to The Climb.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you both. Thank you for having me. It's good to see you both and good to be back.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying yes. And yeah, friend of the show now, friend
that's
of the show.
That's right. Official friend of the show. You might be the second or third one. We don't get many people back. I don't know if that says what that says about
it. It just says a lot about you, Jen, and where your bar is and the people you hang out with.
Well, I'm happy to be with y'all today.
And hey, congrats on that number one. That's super.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Exciting.
Thanks.
And I like, you know, before we pressed record here and started, we were kind of talking, y'all, and Brent had kind of mentioned, this is a factual observation, that after you were on our show, granted it was a little while, but you got a number one. So I'm going to go out on a limb right here and just say, now that you've had a new appearance on the show, there's another number one on the horizon for you.
Let's go, guy. I like that.
There we go.
Think. Yeah.
And as soon as that happens, I'm going to text you and be like, come on. Like,
keep this going, guys.
Yeah. She'd be like, oh, can I co-host?
Yes, exactly.
All right. So, yeah. And by the way, the MLC stuff, we really should have you back just to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Big stuff in the news.
If you are up to your armpits in that, gosh, we would love to unpack that brain and see what you got going on, what's been happening, challenges, wins you've had, cuts and bruises, as Brent says, and get some more insight on that, because I know our listeners would really, really dig that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and apparently we just got a raise. So yesterday it was announced. So screaming
raise. That's been an 8-year battle, and we're fortunate that we have organizations fighting on our behalf, fighting the good fight. So absolutely, it's important stuff.
And you there too, people with heart, people with soul, people who care, that are and with brains that are trying to like figure this out and do the right thing for the writer. So thank you. I think I can thank you for on behalf of all of our listeners and all writers for that as well.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. Are we ready to put the spaghetti in the machine?
Yeah, I was just going to clarify that. Some people are saying, "Going, what, we got a pay raise?" So it was just announced that the basically streaming pay rates, the percentage that writers get paid, is will be increasing over the next 5 years. NSAI and National Publishers. I can't remember what the David Israelite group
NMPA, is. National NMPA. Music Publishers. Yep.
Thank you. I came to an agreement so that we don't have to fight in court for hopefully a little bit.
Right.
And we're locking in some pay rates over the next increases over the next 5 years. So there's a lot of weeds to get into on that. But the bottom line is the bottom line gets better.
Yes. Yes. It's definitely a step in the right direction for sure.
There we go. I love it. And I'm just going to put some positivity into the universe on this and say that when the expiration date comes up on this 5 years from now, I think it's going to be decentralized. I think it'll be blockchain. And everybody's going to be getting a lot more money because there's not going to be a gatekeeper and there's not going to be a collection service that has all the money and then gets to decide how it's distributed that we have to fight against.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out.
From my lips to God's ears. There we go.
All right, let's get into this.
All right, so this is from Brent. This is something you and I were talking about the other day, the person who sent this in. So longtime climber here, Casey Baugh.
Oh, Casey, yes.
Oh, and, I know Casey.
Well, there you
know
go.
Casey?
Yeah.
There you go.
She's a sweetheart.
Look at this, Casey. Look at this.
I know who she is.
You're kind of in the room with Jen Schott right now. Okay. The song title is Still in the Game.
Still in the Game. All right. I'm writing it down.
Okay. Still in the Game.
Still in the Game.
All right.
So once again, Jen, I know we said this before, we pressed record, but you don't have the normal guardrails that you would have writing for a specific genre on this exercise.
Okay.
And the challenge is that we've had plenty of these where we just have the title and it's like the writer, our guest would be like, well, this is about the time I'd say, let's go to lunch. Or, or what else do you have? You know what I mean? But like, no, this is the challenge. Like, we've got to figure out how to make this cool.
Yeah. So, gosh. I mean,
and I think my hot take on this, I think is... I can see a lot of different ways for this. Like, it's an interesting title, and I don't think I've heard this before, certainly in country music. I mean, Still the One is with Shania, but Still in the Game could mean a lot of different things. So I'm interested to see what we cook up here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like as far as the country thing goes, I mean, it obviously could be just like a straight ahead love, a love song. Like, hey, we're still in the game, right? Mm-hmm. We're all, you know, the ups and downs. But it could also be... the country genre loves a story song. And that title to me could be something where it means something different every verse, right? So you could have the kid that's like playing football or whatever in high school, still in the game, but then it turns into maybe a love thing in a second verse. But if you have kind of, you could have kind of a universal chorus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Wait on that. Okay. That's brilliant. So on that, like piggyback on that, like each of those verses where that means something different has that either the David versus Goliath story arc, like within the verse where it's like, oh, you broke down, you're beat, you're behind 14 points. And my dad just looked at me and said, son, you're still in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't give up now. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's like, oh, overcoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
that
of course
kind of thing, be a real feel good thing.
Yeah. And then of course the marriage or the relationship is on the rocks and just like you're still in the game. Like don't give up, don't walk away.
Yep.
Exactly.
Still in the game. Yeah. Like it ain't over till it's over.
That's exactly.
And it's positive. Yeah. It ain't over till
it's inspirational. It's
And then you could have a bridge where, okay, this couple has made it through and now they have a little boy who's playing T-ball or whatever, and you're like, or what? You're still in the game. Yeah.
See, I love that.
Hey, they say the 90s are coming back.
Right? I mean, hey, I'm all for some 90s country. So
I love that, but I like that because you connect with it on, I mean, there are things that My dad told me when I was a kid now that I'm telling climbers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm telling my artists, I'm telling my writers, like, okay, look, like, here's the deal. And they're like, that's brilliant. I'm like, I know, right? But you pay that forward, right? Especially if you have kids, like,
yeah.
I think a lot of people would, it doesn't matter what part, how young or how old you are, where you are in your life journey, like, you, that's going to hit home. Mm-hmm. In a number of different ways, I think. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, another twist, and this is, I brought this up on the last song title challenge we did, but it's just so freaking fantastic. But so, Jen, my girl and I, Janelle and I were, we got, I don't know how we got off on some conversation about Barry Manilow. And we started like listening to Alexa, and we're like, hey, play, Looks Like We Made It. And you know the song, it's that big, beautiful, Looks Like We Made It. It's just so big. And then we're listening to the lyrics and we're like, holy shit, this is a cheating song. Like, it's a cheating song about two people that left other loves to get together. And so still in the game could be that.
Well,
like a twist on a cheating song. Mm-hmm. For a country, like, hey, like they keep trying to get together, but they can't because they're missing.
Yeah.
The serendipitous moments are becoming few and farther between, but now we're still.
Yeah. Well, and you can really play off that game thing at that point too. Like, this is like a chase, a catch and bait kind of still in the game.
Cat and mouse thing.
I think of that guy, you know, like the player, but he's getting older.
Right.
But he's still in the game. Like, he's just hanging on to his youth.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, yeah, you shouldn't. Dude, your age shouldn't quite wear those jeans and that shirt. Like, that kind of guy, but he's still in the game. It could almost
be a shirt.
Yeah, exactly. I almost hear like a little bit of a Bob Seger. Like, you're holding up this character, but he's not really a sympathetic character. He's just kind of like, yeah. What was that Bob Seger song about, like, the gambler? Still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me think of that a little bit.
You're
still in the game. And those 18-year-olds stay 18. But you're still in the game.
Oh, yeah,
that's cool.
It's so away. Total,
that's kind of the same angle as like a Desperado.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, it could be autobiographical.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. It can be kind of a life statement kind of thing too. It's like, it hasn't been easy. It ain't been easy. There have been highs and there have been lows and swung and missed, kind of do all those references, right?
Yeah.
I'm still in the game and I'm still here kind of thing.
Yeah. Basically, we put our angst about the music business in a song and just don't talk about the music business, but we're totally talking about the music business.
Oh,
exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I got nothing to bring to that. Nothing at all.
Boulevard of green lights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, a total shift, but it's like just the literal, you think about sync.
Yep.
And I think about it being, I've been watching a lot of US Open tennis right now, or like NFL's back on. You think about more of like a urban, I don't know if it would be rap or not, but that angle of like still in the game that shows as they, you know, they're coming back as some like athlete that's epic.
Yeah.
Like Serena would be a great example, right?
Yeah.
Serena Williams, like they play that still in the game or whatever.
Yes.
As they're coming back from commercial.
Mm-hmm. And they just back the frickin' truck up because it's going to be synced on every NFL playoffs, every NBA playoffs, every MLB playoffs, the tennis open, golf.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's like universal uplifting
potential. Yeah.
Team kind of thing. Every high school game, every college game. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's really smart. And so at the time of recording this, Serena Williams is in the US Open. And so she's still in there. She's won a couple matches, I guess. And and so something like that, somebody who's like, they're about to close out their career, that sort of thing. That's like Coach K when he retired last season. And
Cinderella story.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So that could be really cool. So I'm thinking, like rock for that or hip hop or urban, something like that, that they don't use country for sync a lot, especially not in sports stuff.
Right. It would be more of a different genre for sure. But I was like, oh, that could definitely work for that, for the sync world.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course. I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
How about this is kind of a derivative of what we came up with before, but what if it's uplifting the girl on high and it's just a story about a guy who's just his pursuit of this girl is non-negotiable, to bring up our last episode, right? like non-negotiable, right? Like, I will not stop until I get her.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance, right?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Exactly. One in a million. Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, she and that boyfriend broke up? Yes. She didn't get a ring. I'm still in the game, baby. I didn't get married. I'm still in the game.
That's great.
And then how could you turn that into just like the greatest story, you know, where finally it happens? Like, you're not like, she's not, you know, you don't put her in a bad light. She's not maybe shaking him off for bad reasons other than there's something else happening or I don't know. What was the song that Garth Brooks had that was, Unanswered Prayers.
Unanswered Prayers.
The verse where he's like at the high school football game and that kind of feel on the lyric where it's just like, man, and you're just, this guy's pining and just whatever he can do. And finally he gets a chance and he doesn't give up. And then he gets the girl and they fall in love forever kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. One thing I think too, it makes me think of like this, like an aging ball player. Like, he's maybe been in the majors, he almost made it to the majors. Now he's in AAA. It's like he's coming to the end of it. He's traveling. It's not sexy. It's all that stuff, but he's still in the game and he's still, and you can weave in some of that, like, and he's single and find young girls in different towns and stuff. And he's kind of playing, but it's a lot harder than it used to be.
Yeah.
To get dates, that kind of, but he's still in the game. Like, you could weave this whole like character study that I think would just be interesting. And I think that could go in different genres.
Yes.
Personal is that, I don't know, but it would be interesting to follow that character along, and it's bittersweet.
Absolutely. And
an indie film.
I was just going to say, like, when you started saying that, what came to mind for me was the movie, the Kevin Costner movie, For Love of the Game.
Yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. If you haven't seen that, it's like one of my favorite movies. It's so good, but it's that thing. Like, he's at the end of his career, literally the end of his career, on a losing team,
right?
Major league, but he's throwing a perfect game, right? And it's just like so amazing. He's going to make history.
Yeah.
Like, literal history in Major League Baseball. And it's a love story too. That's what it's interesting. I don't know. They're interesting visual when you pulled that up. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's this title definitely has a lot of depth. Yeah. I mean, and I think we kind of said it before, but yeah, you think about a legacy artist. Of course, I'm kind of thinking country, but it could be like a rock or pop, a legacy artist that's been doing it a long time, but it almost could be reference to even like a card game or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, not a gambler, but it's like, you could have the reference of like, man, I've played all these cards. I've won and I've lost. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 but it's been a good ride. I'm still in the game.
It's a card game and a metaphor.
Yeah. I mean, you can,
made my bets.
Love that.
And all that. And
yeah.
What's the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
What else can the game be?
Well, I mean, love, sports, relationships.
It could also be, business. Music. We kind of mentioned it, but like the game of like game playing and relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Like, could there be a whole song about why can't I'm still in the game? Like, I don't want to be in the game. I want to be in the real thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm like tired that of players. I'm tired of players. Like, I'm still in the game. I'm
still
and why?
In the game. Like, if it's a guy, like, this girl's giving me the runaround and I just really want to be with her, but she's giving, it's like, she's just playing.
Oh, I love that. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm still in the game. Oh, I think you just said it, like, on it, like, I'm still in the game, but I want the real thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's a good line right there.
That would work.
Yeah. So that could be another no pun intended, play on game.
Yes, all day. Try the veal.
Yeah.
I think the game too, it makes me think of like hip hop, that sort of thing, which I'm sure Casey, that you is your wheelhouse, Casey Ball, but just hip hop urban kind of thing, which probably would lead to the sync thing anyway, right? The chorus on that probably just be the sync thing about somebody that thought I was, you thought I was done. I'm not, that kind of swagger.
Exactly. Yes. Like I'm still here. I still got.
Yeah.
That's the way to describe that sports sync thing. It's just a swagger song.
Yeah.
Total. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh, I love that. Just total positivity. Yeah.
It's like, I didn't come this far to only come this far. Right.
Right.
So,
I didn't come here to kick the tires. I came here to drive the truck. Yeah,
exactly. What else? Still in the game.
I know. There's just all these, I'm like, these layers of it. Again, it's, yeah, looking at it from all the way around. I'm like, I'm trying to, I don't know. This is probably not realistic, but I'm like, what's another, this wouldn't be a whole song. I'm trying to think of like literally like somebody being like, I'm still in the game. Like, we're in overtime. Like, it's never ending, right? Like, oh, still in the game.
That's right. So maybe more of a literal sense, like, maybe it's just a sort of a direct shout out, uplifting kind of thing, where maybe it's not even, it's more direct instead of metaphorical. With the, hey, you know, rise above, right? You're still in the game. Like a lot of people lost their businesses during the lockdowns. Mm-hmm. A lot of people then, I mean, we had some people that got pummeled by the freaking tornado and then next week lost their businesses to the lockdown. Just like, wow, like kind of a trials of Job kind of thing. You're still in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it has to be almost an inspirational thing of like, look what we've survived.
And there, that could be like a CCM thing, man. It could be an inspirational song.
Yeah, it's like walk through the flames, still in the game. Yeah.
I think that could be cool. I wonder if this would be super tricky, but like it's a small town who's been through it, right? And so their hometown team is down, but they're starting to make a comeback. They're still in the game. They're not giving up hope. And some of the people in the stands, like Bob that runs the tire shop or whatever, the coffee shop that was just shut down during because of COVID or got hit by a storm or whatever. But, you know, he's not giving up. He's going to, or he lost his job, but he starts a new one on Monday. He's still in the game. And then almost to extrapolate, now it's the team. It's that town they live in. And then, like, if you can even extrapolate that to, like, America, like, challenges galore. Yeah. But, you know, Jeannie's there.
Jeannie's at that game, too.
Yes.
And she's a cancer survivor, right? Still in the game.
Yeah. Yes. She's got her last round of chemo, or she's got her next round or something like that Tuesday, but she's not giving up. She's still in the game. And
oh, that one's giving me goosebumps.
Yeah. If you talk about the nation or whatever, if you go there, or maybe the cancer is the bigger thing where you kind of like crescendo on that emotionally. Cause it's hard to go past that to something else.
Yeah. Right.
Life and death.
Yeah.
Could be at like a patriotic thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like at that point, the victory is still in the game. And it's like, it's not.
Is the win.
Every day isn't the easiest, but you're still here and you're still surviving. You're still doing it.
Yeah, and that's the win, right?
That's the win.
Continuing to play is the win.
Exactly.
So just, I mean, that's music business. That's so much of life is like entrepreneurship business. You win by continuing to play.
Yep, showing up and overcoming every day.
Yeah, like I mean, we've said like 50% of people are going to quit after the first failure, 80% of people or 70% of people are going to quit after the second failure, and 95% of people quit after the third failure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as long as you have that still in the game, it's like the herd thins. You get better, you get smarter.
Right.
The herd thins, and now you're in that echelon where you're competing at a high level with that. But that is the mentality, because there's so many people, I think, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's artists, whether it's songwriter, whatever, maybe even relationships where they literally, when they decide to quit, it's like they don't know it, but it's just right before that miracle is going to happen.
Right. You know, and you can't see it, but it's like it's the person that endures and keeps swinging, right? It's like you got to keep swinging to hit You got to keep
throwing. Okay, how about that, Jen? This is directed solely at you. What is the mental exercise that you go through? Because Jen, for those of you who don't know, runs marathons, okay? So what happens that you've run so many of them? I mean, they weren't all puppy dogs and ice cream, right? There's some where you were just like, oh, what am I doing? Mile 15, I've still got 6 miles to go. Or no, I'm sorry, 50, that's okay, 9 miles to go.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Do you, maybe it's like that thought process, right? Or how do you sort of pump through? What do you do? Do you just look down, keep your feet moving? Like, what's the mental exercise? What's the tool?
Right. I mean, that's a good example. Yeah, it's like, I think for myself, it's going to, I try to think about it in advance of the race. I think about what I'm going to think about, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Things that might inspire me. But yeah, there's some days I'm out there and I'm like, you know what? This isn't going to be, it's not going to be my best day, but I'm still accomplishing something that a lot of people don't try or don't do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I know I'm going to be able to cross finish line. I'm still in the game, even if it's not my best effort. Mm-hmm. I know I can do, I know if I just put, like you said, one foot in front of the other and get to the next mile and then get to the next mile, I'm like, hey, I'm still standing. I'm still here.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
You guys, we got a lot of looks at this.
We did. I like it.
Right out of the gate, we just started on fire. Right.
Yeah. There's a lot to dig in on this title. A lot of different ways it could go. A lot of different ways.
Well, way to go, Casey Baugh. Thank you so much for sending that in. Jen Schott, number one, 7,500 OBO. Not your first, but your second Tim McGraw cut. Like,
yeah. What's funny is, so Jen was nominated for the Music Row Awards Breakthrough Writer of the Year just recently. And it's like one of those, like, oh, yeah, one of those just overnight things.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I know. Yeah. And well, like you were saying, this title is a great analogy of the music business. And it's the only way to get a number one is to keep showing up and stay in the game and keep writing. Right.
Well, yeah. Because that's like almost 10 years after your first McGraw cut.
Yes.
Somewhere around
that.
That's
correct. Yeah. That got cut in 2012. That's right. Yeah. And so, yeah. And this one went to number one in 2022. So
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Easy peasy. And the only way to guarantee that you won't get a number one is to quit.
That's right. That's right. That's a guarantee.
What is the state motto for your home state of Kansas?
Oh, yes. It's the Latin phrase is ad astra per aspera, which means to the stars through difficulties.
There we go.
Yep. I've got it hanging in my office.
We talked about it before. It's perfect.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
I love it. Well, Jen, once again, thank you for saying yes. This was fun.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, thank you.
This is a good time. And let's get you out to Denmark next year for 2023. Hey.
That sounds fantastic.
I think you need to be there. Guys, make sure you send your song titles in to info@daredevilproduction.com. Put STC or Song Title Challenge in the subject line. And maybe we're going to have a number one writer on that's going to help us flesh out that title. And you can run with it and do something amazing. Mm-hmm. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com. code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.